الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 17 Stories of Sunni Scholars in Mecca and Medina. Attar's Prayer. O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet 17 Stories of Sunni Scholars in Mecca and Medina, allow them to perform Hajj and visit Medina time and time again. Forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting Salat upon the Prophet, the final Prophet of Allah, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recited Salat three times in the morning and evening out of love and yearning for me, Allah Almighty shall certainly forgive their sins of that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. A special invitation. The father of the famous Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, an expert in Islamic law, an ardent devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Going to Medina is one thing, but being called is something else entirely. A unique event transpired with him, in that he was invited to Medina in a dream by none other than the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself. Despite being unwell and physically weak, Mawlana Naqi Ali rahmatullahi alayhi packed his bags and set off for the Haram with a handful of friends. Some well-wishers suggested he undertake this journey next year, considering his illness. He replied, if only my soul were to leave my body as I step out of my home on this journey to Medina. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam preserved the honor of his sincere devotees' profound love by coming into Mawlana Naqi Ali rahmatullah alayhi's dream yet again and giving him medicine in a bowl. After drinking this, the Shaykh became so healthy he found no problem in performing Hajj at all. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. Medina, the real reason I am here. The renowned devotee of Allah's Messenger, the reviver of Islam, and one of Ahlu Sunnah's leading imams, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, performed his second Hajj and proceeded to fall extremely ill. He then said, lengthy illness does not worry me. I am only worried about whether I can visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Despite the illness not appearing as though it would go away anytime soon, the Imam set forth for Medina. Scholars, rahimahumullah, attempted to stop him out of concern. The journey is long and you are sick, they said. The Imam replied, if you want to know the truth, both times I left my home for Hajj, my actual goal was to visit Medina. Mu'azallah, if I did not do this, my Hajj experience would have been empty of sweetness. The scholars insisted and reminded him of how unwell he was. The Imam then read this hadith. Man hajja wa lam yazurni faqad jafani. He who performs Hajj and does not visit me has betrayed me. The scholar said, you have already been to Medina once before. The Imam explained, in my eyes, this hadith does not mean a person can do Hajj many times over and only visit Medina once. In fact, going to Medina is a necessity alongside Hajj. I ask you to pray I reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I just wish to see the Rawza, even if I were to die right after. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number three, Imam Ahmad Raza's vision of the beloved. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh was an expert scholar who deeply loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He harbored proficiency in around 100 branches of knowledge, while scholars of Makkah and Medina declared him a reviver, a mujaddid of the 14th Hijri century. In his time and place, he protected Islamic traditions from mixing with falsehood and worked diligently to revive the Sunnah. When the lantern of love for the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was falling dimmer in the hearts of people, the Imam reignited this in beautiful fashion. Without doubt, he was completely and utterly engrossed in this love. Upon leaving for his second Hajj, he came to Medina, yearning for a wakeful vision of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He stood facing the gates parallel to the sacred resting place and spent all night reciting salats upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. That night, it was not written for him to attain what he sought. He came again the next night, continued reciting salat, and presented a heartfelt poem to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Ultimately, the time came, and whilst awake and with his physical eyes, he was given the honor of beholding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty send mercy upon Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi. For the sake of the Imam, may we be forgiven without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, we should seek to grow our love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and desire to see him. Inshallah, we too will have this honor one day, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam shall grace us with his vision. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number four, Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi and his decorum in Medina. A student of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi and the foremost hadith expert of Kotla, Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif rahmatullahi alayhi tells, I once performed Hajj and visited Medina. As I turned my gaze to the green dome, I saw a white bearded elder sat facing it from Babul Salam, softly reciting something. His face was especially bright. I asked who he was, and I was told this was the famous scholar Sheikh Yusuf bin Ismail al-Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi. His handsomeness and the brightness of his face took me aback. I sat near him and attempted to say a few words. His attention did not turn to me first. I then said, I have come from India and read your works such as Hujjatullahi ala al-Alameen and Jawahirul Bihar. Reading them has made me revere and respect you greatly. He lovingly extended his hand and shook mine. I then asked why he was sat this far from the sacred grave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He immediately burst into tears and said, I am not worthy to be close to him. I visited his place of stay in Medina multiple times afterwards and even gained certification in hadith sciences from him. Sheikh Ziya ad-Din Ahmad al-Madani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, the Honorable Wife rahmatullahi alayha of Shaykh al-Nabhani rahmatullahi alayhi was blessed with seeing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 84 times. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number five, Sayyid Meher Aliz and the Valley of Hamra. The saint of Ghulra, Sayyid Meher Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, journeying to Medina, we stopped at Hamra Valley, and out of fear of potentially being robbed, I was forced to leave the Sunnah units of Isha Salah. Muhammad Ghazi was with me. He thought extremely well of me, and despite his busy teaching schedule at Madrasa Salatia, he came with me to help during my travels. We all were asleep one night. In my dream, I saw none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dressed in a beautiful black Arabian jubba. His resplendent beauty gave me new life. I found myself sitting in a masjid, sat on my knees and deep in contemplation. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then arrived and said, the Messenger's offspring should not leave the Sunnah. I grasped his sacred shins and found them more sublime than silk. Tears flowed uncontrollably from my eyes as I recited, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. I lost my senses entirely as I was overwhelmed by what was happening. This led me to ask, who is your good self? In reply, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the Messenger's offspring should not leave the Sunnah. I repeated this question three times to the same answer. After I asked for a third time, I realized that as this blessed individual was not forbidding me from referring to him as the Messenger of Allah. This meant it was none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. I would have been stopped if this was a saint or somebody else. What can I say of his beauty and handsomeness? My words fall short of the describing the blessings, sanctity and uniqueness of that occasion. I cannot describe my emotions and love. Yet the drink of love I was honored to imbibe and the fragrance I experienced, I found it suitable to include but a glimpse of this in my poetry. Sayyid Meher Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi penned a famous poem after this, in which he references this miraculous event. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Respecting the dogs of Medina. Sayyid Jamaat Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi was a renowned hadith expert. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi visited Medina on one occasion. One of his murids, who was also in the sacred city, accidentally struck a dog and caused it injury. Somebody mentioned this to the Shaykh. This left him restless. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi immediately called for the murid to find the dog and have it brought to him. When the dog was brought to the Shaykh, the former stood up and with tears flowing from his eyes addressed it directly. O you who lives in the city of the beloved, for the sake of Allah Almighty, overlook my murid's mistake. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi then called for cooked meat and milk to be given to the dog and bade farewell to it by saying, Jamaat Ali Rahmatullahi Alayhi seeks your forgiveness. Forgive me for the sake of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. When the Master of Medina calls, the son of Shaykh Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Abu al-Nur Muhammad Bashir rahmatullahi alayhi explains the following event. Sayyid Jamaat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi performed many hajj. His love for Medina meant he went all but every year. One year he had arranged to travel for hajj via plane, which my father caught wind of. My father and myself then went to Alipur, visited the Shaykh and found him speaking of Medina. Elated upon seeing my father, he then explained, I am going to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again. My father said, I heard you are travelling by plane this year. He replied, if the Master of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam calls, we should fly to reach him. This phrase left an indelible effect on the listeners and even brought the Shaykh to tears himself. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Loving the dates of Medina. A sign of true love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is to love his blessed city. This could be seen in the life of the former Grand Mufti of Pakistan, the renowned hadith expert Maulana Sardar Ahmad rahmatullahi alayh. His gatherings were adorned with profuse mention of Medina. If somebody returned from the blessed city, Maulana Sardar Ahmad rahmatullahi alayh would ask them about it, inquire after the well-being of Sunnis living there, and happily accept any gift brought for him from the holy lands. The Shaykh rahmatullahi alayh was presented with dates from Medina. At that time, he was teaching a lesson on hadith. He first distributed said dates amongst his students, bit into one himself, and declared, a date from Medina is in my mouth, and as long as it remains within me, my faith shall become even fresher. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Burying one's hair and nails in the sacred city. Maulana Sardar Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi also explained, as I was once leaving Medina, I buried my hair and nails in the sacred city. And then I then turned to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and submitted, perhaps dying in Medina is not in my destiny. Yet I bury parts of my being here, as this is a priceless honor for paupers like me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. All I recall is Medina. Qazi Mazhar al-Haq Jalimi once visited Quetta, Zahidan, Baghdad, Medina, and a host of other hallowed places. He then came to visit Maulana Sardar Ahmad rahmatullahi alayh. When the Qazi was introduced to the Shaykh and it was explained he had just returned from Medina, the Shaykh took hold of his hand with tears in his eyes. Despite ongoing illness, the Shaykh asked about Medina, began reminiscing of the sacred city and inquired after the well-being of Sunnis living there. Memories of the Green Dome and recollections of the Prophet's resting place came flooding back to him. Eventually, the entire gathering was left thinking of nothing but Medina. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11. From India to Medina. Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi was a great devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I, the author, heard the following story from his grandson, Sayyid Yaqub Ali. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi once left for Hajj. When he came to Medina and presented himself before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he saw Sayyid Naimuddin rahmatullahi alayhi also present. He decided against speaking with him, as people of respect and decorum do not utter a word there. After finishing his recital of salat upon the Prophet and other invocations, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh came outside the masjid and searched for Sayyid Naimuddin Rahmatullah Alayh, but to no avail. He then went to draw blessings from the company of the Grand Sheikh Ziyauddin Ahmad Qadiri Rahmatullah Alayh. During their visits to the Haramain, Arab and non-Arab scholars alike would never miss an opportunity to meet with this illustrious personality. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh attended the gathering of the Grand Sheikh but could not find out more regarding the whereabouts of Sayyid Naimuddin Rahmatullah Alayh. In the meanwhile, a letter arrived from India which explained how Sayyid Naimuddin Rahmatullah Alayh had passed away at so and so time on so and so day. When Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh matched the time of the Sayyid's passing with the time he saw him standing at the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he came to an amazing conclusion. As soon as Sayyid Naimuddin Rahmatullah Alayh passed away, he came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to present his humble salat and salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12. O pain of Medina, you belong in my heart. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh traveled for Hajj in 1390 AH. During this, an amazing event took place with him in Medina. In Medina, I tripped and broke my wrist. When the pain became intense, I kissed it and said, O pain of Medina, you belong in my heart, as I attained you at the door of my beloved. The pain dissipated immediately, but my hand could not move. After 17 days, I had an x-ray done at Malik Hospital, revealing a sizable fracture in my wrist. Despite this, I did not take treatment of any kind. My hand slowly began to work with the passage of time. Dr. Muhammad Ismail, who worked at this hospital, commented on the miraculous nature of this. From a medical perspective, my hand was not supposed to be able to move. I still have that x-ray with me. My wrist is still broken. Yet, I have penned a tafsir with the same hand. The only treatment I had for this was when I stood at the Rawza and said, Oh my master, my wrist is broken, yet you heal the broken shin of Abdullah bin Atiq radiyallahu anhu and remedied the broken arm of Mu'adh bin Afra radiyallahu anhu. My master, I ask you to fix my wrist. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13. Jannatul Baqi and the transferring of bodies. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullah Alayh tells of a pious elder from Punjab named Sufi Muhammad Hussain, who accompanied him during Hajj and relayed the following story. I was once with Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhajir. I asked, a hadith says, our Medina is a furnace. The way a furnace removes impurities from iron, the land of Medina removes those unworthy from itself. But apostates and hypocrites die and are buried here. Bearing this in mind, what does this hadith mean? The Shaykh held me by the ear and led me out of the gathering. I was taken aback as I did not think I did anything wrong. That night, I saw Jannatul Baqi being dug up, with dead bodies being brought upon the back of camels into and out of the graveyard. I asked the people there what they were doing. They told me, those buried here who are unworthy have their bodies removed from this city, whilst devotees of Medina who die elsewhere have their bodies brought here. The next day, I went back to Shaykh Abdul Haq. He saw me and instantly declared, this is what that hadith meant. As for yourself, You asked regarding concealed matters from strangers yesterday, an action for which you were penalized. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Prophetic favors. In Medina, a boisterous Maulid gathering was once conducted by Shaykh Ali Hussein Madani rahmatullahi alayh, an event filled with prophetic illumination. At its end, the Shaykh distributed confectionery and said, "Whoever eats this will see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their dream tonight, insha'Allah. After Fajr Salah, we will meet one another in Masjid al-Nabawi and talk about what we saw." Ghulam Hussein Madani rahmatullahi alayhi enclosed, "Alhamdulillah, I ate some of that confectionery. That night I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in my dream with Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi standing at his right side and Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi holding his left hand. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon the sheikhs and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 15. The Thorn of Medina. The Ghazali of contemporary times, Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Qazmi rahmatullahi alayhi, explained, "A thorn became stuck in foot during my first visit to Medina. This caused me immense pain. As I went to remove it, I recalled the love displayed by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi for the thorns of Medina. I ended up not removing the thorn and it fell out itself after some time. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 16. Imam Ahmad Raza rahmatullahi alayhi and the prophetic court. After Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, Shaykh Ziauddin Ahmad Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi conveyed the following event. "Seeking to present myself at the Rawza, I once entered Masjid al-Nabawi from Babus Salam. I then saw Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi facing it and reciting Salam. The Imam disappeared as I drew nearer to him. At the Rawza, I recited Salat and Salam humbly and asked, 'O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, do not let go without seeing my Shaykh. When I looked towards the side of the Rawza parallel to the sacred feet of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I found the Imam sat there, upon which I rushed over to meet him. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Number 17. The poor guest. Muhammad Musa Amritsari rahmatullahi alayhi said, "When I was in Medina, I was fortunate to spend time with Shaykh Ziauddin Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi. When time came to eat, a particular destitute person would come, quietly eat and leave. One day I thought, 'Who is this person? He only comes when there's food. He makes the Shaykh go through the trouble of feeding him.' When that day's gathering concluded, the Shaykh told me to meet with him before I left. He went on to explain, 'This poor person you see works a normal job at a mill in Faisalabad in Pakistan. He is honored to come and visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam every year. This, coupled with the fact He is a visitor to Medina is the reason why I feed him daily. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Weekly booklet study. Alhamdulillah, every week the founder of Da'wat-e Islami, Shaykh al-Tariqa, Amir Ahli Sunnah, founder of Da'wat-e Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatul Aliyah, and his successor Al-Haj Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Madani, Mudda Zilul Ali, encourage the reading of a booklet. MashaAllah, millions of Islamic brothers and sisters participate in this blessed activity by reading or listening to this booklet, benefiting from the prayers of Amir al-Ahl Sunnah and his successor. This booklet is available for free download in audio format on the Da'wat-e Islami website, www.da'watislami.net, and through the Read and Listen Islamic Book application. With the intention for reward, read it yourself and distribute it for the ithal thawab of your deceased ones. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.